Erica, let's begin with the Democratic side and the New Hampshire primary. Bernie Sanders, a win over Hillary Clinton. Does that surprise you, and why or why not?
It doesn't surprise me because we had lots of evidence from public opinion polls in New Hampshire in the weeks and even a couple of months before the actual date of the primary that Sanders would do very well. I think what is interesting for people who are close observers of campaigns and who want to really examine the evidence and the data is to notice what the exit polls from yesterday are showing us. These are lots of survey questions about people's motivations, their background characteristics, their hopes, their worries, that are administered to a proper random sample of voters as they leave the polling places. So it's people who've actually voted, hence the name exit polls. And what they show us is that Sanders received very broad-based support across a lot of different kinds of Democrats and independents, because remember that in New Hampshire, independents can choose to vote in either primary. So the breadth of his support, I think, is a very telling point in his favor, that he is not just, say, a fringe candidate that appeals to only one aspect of the American public. The big question going forward will be the fact that New Hampshire is a small, more rural, less diverse state than many of our other, especially larger states. Will that population base that is not reached in New Hampshire continue to be one that is favorable to him, or will this be more fertile ground coming up for Hillary Clinton? The problem, but also the fascination with primaries, is that at the presidential level, they're sequential, and we learn different things as the campaigns proceed across the winter.
What about Hillary Clinton? What does she have to do going into South Carolina?
Well, Hillary Clinton, of course, is somebody who's gotten a tremendous amount of attention since people started thinking about 2016, a couple of years ago. What seems to be very intriguing for her is not necessarily a complete rerun of 2008, but a sense that the person whom a lot of pundits and party leaders figured would be the clear-cut choice and the early winner in the primary season has to reevaluate a number of different things. And among those things are her message and how she wants to reach out to a wider constituency of individuals than seemed, both in New Hampshire, or especially in New Hampshire, not to be that interested in what she had to offer. So I think there's going to be some thought, I'm sure there will be lots of thought given to what extent she would need to recalibrate her message, how she needs to reach out to constituencies that she would consider to be a natural for her. And so I think we're going to see some effort to hone her message, to make it not necessarily more appealing, but perhaps more coherent, more focused, and see if she can draw in a wider base of support.
And Donald Trump, is it a shock that he won and by such a wide margin?
Once again, public opinion polls were predicting that he would do well in New Hampshire. So the fact that he won, I don't think, comes as a great surprise. The fact that he won by twice as many votes as any of his competitors got, I think, is a very interesting phenomenon also, and not one that was necessarily predicted. I think, now again, what we've got in the Republican primary contest are many more people competing against each other. So Donald Trump at the moment seems to be benefiting from the fact that a number of his opponents are mostly running against each other and not necessarily at this moment against Donald Trump. So he is somebody who is not at the moment being as much the focus of negative attacks. My sense is, of course, that he will, as the clear-cut winner in New Hampshire, be more of a focus of attacks. I also think that Trump is benefiting from the public mood in 2016, and I think this is also helping Sanders as well. The sense of voter dissatisfaction, malcontent with whatever is meant in people's minds by the so-called establishment, but the idea for change and the focus on what leaders can do or would be leaders for quote-unquote people like the average American. And I think that benefits Trump's message and his messaging, but I also think as well it has helped Sanders.
What about Governor Kasich? A second place in the New Hampshire primary, Marco Rubio not doing as well. What are your thoughts on that?
John Kasich is somebody who is now getting more publicity on the fact of having done better than expected. He also had a clear-cut message, and I think messaging is extremely important in sequential campaigns, as in fact in any campaign. And his message of bringing people together rather than being divisive, I think, and his rhetoric to that effect as well, not being as negative, I think allowed him to stand out in a state where there are a lot of independent voters and are able to vote in the primaries. Will that message work in states forthcoming? It will be very intriguing to see. But he has a better chance than he did, say, several days ago, to get a lot of attention, to ride more publicity and media focus. And we'll see the extent to which that works. We just have to keep reminding ourselves that sequential primaries mean that there will be voting in all 50 states. We've now had voting in exactly 2 of those 50 states. The states have some similarities in terms of voter interests and concerns and voter demographics, but there are also a lot of differences. So we're going to get to see a lot of possibilities play out, and John Kasich will be a very intriguing figure. We know he is coming to Michigan, in fact, to Grand Valley State University on Monday, and so he's already planning a strategy, I think, that focuses on some of the swing states in the Midwest.
And with South Carolina being more conservative than New Hampshire, what are any thoughts or predictions you have about how Marco Rubio may do, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz?
I think the fact that South Carolina is more conservative gives a path for candidates with a more conservative message to strut their stuff, to present what they are offering to the American public. I think that it also gives a chance for candidates who didn't do as well as they'd hoped to come forward. So we're just going to see, again, part of a different piece of the American demographic pie out voting and casting their opinions. But we also have to remember that that will be the third state to have voted, and there will still be 47 states to go.